Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would make the following dua. And what a beautiful dua. We should all memorize it and make a habit of reciting this dua after every salah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, what a beautiful words of making dua. The words that came out of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed mouth. These words are short but gain vast meaning. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to make this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Translation, O Allah, I ask you for guidance, piety, chastity and richness. Hakim ul Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, guidance here means correct beliefs. Piety refers to good deeds. Chastity means refraining from evil. And richness here means not being dependent upon creation and only upon Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Every goodness of the religion has been sought in this dua. Prophet Ali Salatu Islam is known as Jami'ul Kalam. Prophet Ali Salatu Islam would say one sentence, but that would have vast meaning. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, what a beautiful dua. Every goodness of the religion has been asked in this dua. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, acquiring wealth or status is not something great. Rather, it is a test. These things, like wealth and status, are given to many individuals. But piety is a treasure. It is a tremendous richness that is not given to everyone. Piety is not an insignificant thing. It is a great treasure. Now the question is, what does taqwa mean? The meaning of taqwa is to protect oneself from something harmful. In terms of Sharia, it means to protect oneself from any action that a person deserves to be punished for doing or not doing. For example, avoiding disbelief, polytheism, major sins, protecting yourself from immoral acts, leaving that which is forbidden, and fulfilling the obligation of the religion, etc. It is also said that taqwa is that your Lord does not find you where He has prohibited you from.